Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. See, a Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or even just break the ice. Now check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear. Or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Not available to all locations.
Hey, there's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. See, the housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. So if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. So if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Entrepreneurs Phone System.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Maryland next Wednesday at 6. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com. The Blackhawks trail the Wild by 6 points, and tonight they play in Minnesota. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls are at Golden State tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. He's missed the last 2 games, and Dwayne Wade is sick and is a game-time decision. The Warriors are 22-3 at home this season. Tip-off at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, I got an early one for you if you'd like. The Cavs play at Indiana. NFL, the Bears are raising season ticket prices by an average of 2.6%. That's the first ticket hike in 3 years. The Atlanta Falcons, they fire defensive coordinator Richard Smith and D-line coach Brian Cox. Green Bay released James Starks and Sam Shields. College hoops, DePaul at number 24, Xavier tonight. Coverage on the score tonight starts at 5:30. Other top 25 games, number 6, Baylor at Oklahoma State. Number 13, West Virginia travels to Oklahoma. Number 11, Cincinnati hosts UCF. And Stanford plays at number 9, Arizona, in a late one. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Join David Schuster for the Bud Light Talking Bulls with Taj on next Wednesday, February 15th from 7 to 8 at the Ogden, Chicago. Meet Taj, get the inside scoop, and enter to win Bulls tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The Cubs are slotted for 91 wins, top of the Central, and the White Sox 76 and 86, fourth in the AL Central. But Pecota is an algorithm. It's not a person. It's not an opinion. It's not overrated, underrated, or any of that.
Pecota is simply what Dan Bernstein thinks about your favorite baseball team. You should carry it with you throughout your entire summer. You know, as much as Hawk and Lynn will be the soundtrack to your summer, you should have Pecota stapled to your brain and think to yourself, this is what Dan Bernstein thought about my Cubs or my White Sox.
I'm not doing this now.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Marcus?
The starting price is clearly a 1 and a 4 because that's what Bradford got. I don't know that the Bears are anywhere near as interested as LaConfora reported as they were. What was interesting to me was talking to a few GMs and scouts who said, you know, I don't love Garoppolo. A lot of people believe that he's another guy like a Matt Cassel in that system. It's possible that Garoppolo could turn out to be just another guy and that's still maybe worth a 2 or a late 1, but you don't want to mortgage the future on him. It isn't 50-50. I'd say it's 65-35. The majority likes Garoppolo, but there's a strong segment of people out there who don't really think he's proven anything.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Starting by talking some Bulls on Bernstein and Goff, and I also mentioned that we had a bunch of giveaways today.
Yeah.
Let's do one right now.
Now?
The first of 3 $50 gift cards for the Chicago Chop House will go to caller number 10 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700. A Chicago icon hand-cutting their steaks since 1986. A lot of emails and texts rolling in as well. Rudy says, I get what you're saying about Paxson, but let me ask you this. What's worse, being stupid enough to believe what you're doing is working or knowing it's wrong and not caring enough to fix it? And on top of it, it's all the constant drama with different camps and spies and the bickering, the quitting in the playoffs. I can go on and on and on. I know you can, Rudy. And it's the Paxson thing is a very complicated piece for me because I know how well he knows this game. I know what he knows about basketball. I know what it has informed his existence as a player, as an assistant coach, as a broadcaster, as an executive. And I wish I could tell you. I wish I could tell you if, I don't know if he could fire Gar Forman if he wanted to. I don't know the answer to that. If he,
well, if that was the case, knowing John Paxson, he would quit. Because what you're doing is, I mean, he is the identifiable one with a lot of the Bulls fans. Gar Forman is the guy who everybody doesn't trust, whether it be the organization, the players, and the fans. But the one that everybody comes back to is Paxson. He's been on the radio side. He's been a player who's won championships. He's been the general manager. I mean, he was the guy that took over after Krause. So
that
he
for me is the when you
the talk, favorite son.
When you talk about somebody who you trust to understand what this is and why it is.
Right.
Like, come on, man. You know, that to me is the where I really struggle with this is how much power does he have? Is he able to do what he wants to do?
It's another franchise in Chicago that we're talking about the same thing with. It's another one. What does that make, three now? I mean, well, the Sox just kind of cleared theirs up.
Well, the Sox have resolved it. That Sox Fest. That Sox Fest was a concerted effort to make that very, very clear.
The gavel came down.
Very
clear. The
verdict
was in.
Right. So that they did that. They responded to that. And the Bears, I don't know, because the whole Pace Fox thing got weird, and maybe this draft will tell us more. Maybe by the end of this season, it won't matter anyway. It'll all be moot. But
once you're on a job for as long as John Paxson has been on this job, you're going to have a lot of hits. You're going to have a lot of misses. And where they hit with Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson and some of these other guys, you start to stack up the misses while you are around it. Because you can't tell me that John Paxson, who's walking in and talking to, you know, the players while the coach is around, because, you know, the players are calling out the coach after a night in New York or a night in Memphis. You can't tell me then that he's not a part of this thing. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing.
I'm not giving anybody a pass. I'm expressing my personal frustration in that I'm trying to square what I know about him and how smart a basketball guy I know he is. Having talked with him on the air, off the air, in locker rooms, and knowing that he gets it, yet nothing that goes on and nothing that comes from the front office, even when they're sitting there in supposedly unified fashion, tells me that actions are being taken based on all of that knowledge. You know, because he drafted pretty well. When he was in charge of the draft and he and his people were in charge of the draft, the drafts were good considering where they were drafting.
Yeah. You're talking about guys like, you know, he was a part of the think tank with Lou Aldang and Ben Gordon, some of these other guys,
and of Noah.
Yeah. And I wasn't a fan of the Noah draft pick, and you look back on it, he was a pretty damn good draft pick. Yeah. So listen, the longer you're on a gig,
up to Butler.
Up to Butler. The longer you're on a gig, the more holes you can shoot through a guy's resume. But the problem is The word unacceptable, which popped up with
and
the
accountable.
Bears, and accountable. Well, who's accountable? Who's being held accountable besides Benny the Bull? Who's got to go? Okay, you got a coaching staff that you had to get rid of, and then you bring the same guys that people were afraid of and put them on this coaching staff. Afraid to talk to, afraid to be around, afraid that they were, you know, just around and not helping develop players. You've got the worst coaching staff in the NBA on the bench for the Bulls every damn game. The worst. And I'm talking about player development. I'm not just talking about guys who you remember wearing a jersey. I'm talking about guys making anyone better. You know, remember what I said about Quinn Snyder 2 hours before every damn game?
Do you know how many rosters have that guy?
Making Dennis Schroeder into what he is right now. And nobody saw it until Dennis bubbled up and they're like, yo, we can get rid of Jeff Teague right now and have a starting point guard.
Look what Ron Adams did with point guards.
Oh, my God. Ron Adams Ron Adams turned Steph Curry into a different kind of assassin. Say what you want. Ron Adams has been on many an NBA bench and turned guys in who he knew had talent into a different kind of killer, and also giving them little tricks of the trade, you know, teaching guys who couldn't defend, you know, teaching them to snake bite and little vet things. Those guys help your teams win playoff games, win playoff rounds, win championships. You look at the Bulls bench and first round pick after first round pick being sent to the D League or not even in basketball. Marcus Teague isn't in basketball.
What's he in?
Vogue?
Something.
I don't know. Oh. But think about that. Draymond Green is getting all NBA honors and all-star nods and commercials as a second round pick out of Michigan State. And this is the guy that you had the argument in the draft room about. And say what you want about Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose practiced against this guy because Coach Cal said, hey, come back. I want you to work this dude out.
Derrick Rose told them, do not draft this guy. He cannot play NBA basketball. And this is when everybody was still in love with Derrick, by the way. Like, these are the things.
Smartest thing Derrick Rose has ever said.
See? I was just waiting for it. I let it breathe a little bit. I know it was coming. But these are the things, though. These are the things that put you in a place as a fan, to put me in a place as a fan. You know, forget the job. Forget everything else. I tell my lady every night, hey, I watch the Bulls in the morning. And that's because I have to, not because I want to. I remember this time I couldn't wait to get home. Couldn't wait to get home. Producing this shift for you. Shift, by the way, I said. Producing
either
this,
one works.
Right? Producing this shift for you or going over to the UC and covering it. Because there was a certain energy about the team. There was a certain energy about the organization. They were the anti-LeBrons. Everybody was running with that. And now you're stuck. You're stuck. And you're not even a comfortable stuck. You know what a comfortable stuck is? Last night, watching the Portland Trailblazers against the Dallas Mavericks and watching C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard entertain the hell out of me. Entertain the hell out. I know they're not going to win a world championship. I know they're not better than the Warriors. But find out where you, like, the water's going to find its level, right? If you're a Bulls fan, how has the water not found its level with you and rocked you to the core and said, you know what? I don't feel with this. I don't feel bad. I don't feel good. I just don't feel. You got a bunch of phonies. You got a coach who can't coach. You got a front office that will hold press conferences and not take questions. And you got a bunch of guys covering each other's asses. And meanwhile, you keep running out there to the UC so you can get a free T-shirt or a Big Mac because they scored 100 points. We are celebrating the fact that they scored 100 points four games in a row. That's what we're doing now. That's what we're talking. That's what's hot in the Bulls streets these days.
Eddie Johnson will join Bernstein and Goff next on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher.
I'm a huge fan of Coach Fox. I just feel like they were that far off last year. I thought their defense played pretty good at the end of the season there, especially with all the injuries they had. It was, you know, there were guys out there. I didn't remember who they were. That's only going to help them.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Phillip and Melo are at it again. Well, mostly Phil Jackson is at it again, cracking Carmelo Anthony publicly. Bleacher Report pushed out a column concluding that Jackson and the Knicks, quote, can't want for Anthony what he doesn't want deeply for himself, end quote. Jackson obviously wants Melo to be something he is not, wants him to be like Kobe or Mike, hired assassins, killers, dudes who have a complete game. You know, the dude that Melo has never been, playing the game that Melo has never had. But Jackson, in his arrogance, thought that he could be the one to reach Melo when nobody else could. Wrong answer, Phillip. You made that bed, now you can go ahead and lie in it. You're the one that gave him that huge deal. You're the one that put in the no-trade clause. So you better thumb out another critical tweet or 10, because that's the only hope you have of moving this guy, because Melo's made it pretty clear he's not motivated by the ring, and he's fine exactly where he is. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
Available to all locations.
And maybe you're one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. Well, that's crazy. See, Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team, they close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs. So leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Just call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Yo, everybody get up. Everybody get up.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Price and participation may vary.
Hey guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, now you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. See, they're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com, so visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, fellas, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dale McGee to get back out. Curry an open three. KD. And it's a three-point shootout. Curry. Trail three. Yes, sir. Curry three. Curry three. 126-111. The game cosmetically close in the fourth, but dominant for the Warriors all night.
Now, it might be that way tonight. Jimmy Butler officially out. Dwayne Wade is dealing with an illness back at the hotel. Also, assistant coach Jim Boylan is back there. And
he's getting pushed by Matt Barnes and DeMarcus Cousins. You see that the other night? He's getting jostled around by two big men. Jim, get your ass out of there. It's a fight you're going to lose.
Let's get an NBA expert on here, and he should be, having played for as many teams as he did, as long as he did, and continuing to be a part of this league now with NBA SiriusXM and also an announcer of Suns games. Former Illinois star Eddie Johnson is with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is at JumpShot8, the numeral 8 on Twitter, and he is now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. What's happening, Eddie Johnson?
I'm just, you know, doing what I do, man. Just what y'all do, you know. I'm on my way to do my SiriusXM show here and have to deal with a crazy man and then deal with him for a couple of hours. Then I got to go call his son's Memphis game.
So,
life is good.
You must be talking about everyone's favorite, Justin Termini. Punch him in the face for me when you see him. Always good to hear from you, Eddie. Before we get into the other basketball things, you've been the Suns announcer for the last, 15, 16 years, something like that. All right, so I know you got too many guards on that team, and I have nothing to watch here in Chicago that entertains me. What do I have to do to pry Devin Booker off of that roster?
Probably do what Doc Rivers, Blake Griffin, and Chris Paul did a few years ago. Go hold them hostage in his house and hope the Suns get in. That's the only way that's gonna happen. He's not going anywhere, man. Come on, I mean this kid's special, man. He's like 20 years old. The things that I've seen him do over the last 2 years is just simply amazing to me. I remember when I was 20 years old, man, I couldn't even walk and chew gum at the same time. And here this kid is, you know, he's going on stretches where he scored, you know, 13 straight games, 20 points. Really? In his second year. I mean, he's had 28-point quarters, 27-point quarters at 20 years old. Man, that's just not normal. And so you can really look into the future and just see how good he's going to be.
We were laughing yesterday that for some reason Jason Goff decided he was going to find a YouTube of the 1983 NBA All-Star game, just talking about how different the game is. And we know that old heads love to talk about how everything is better in our day, or we could hand check and we could do these kids today. But you know what? You look at the quality of the average NBA player now, like what you said about how many young players, how many guys you see in college now who have developed bodies because of when the weight training began, who have well-rounded skills. And you just look at the average guy now, how small the floor looks. Do you ever marvel at that? Because you still played relatively recently, and yet this game has evolved so darn fast.
Yeah, it has. I mean, because, you know, GMs are put into a tough position. Because, you know, if they have a freshman out there and potentially 3 years from now he's going to be potentially a star, you know, you got to take him now. And, you know, it's some good in that and it's some bad in that. Obviously, the good is for the player. You know, he gets to come to the league a lot faster, get a chance to develop, maybe, you know, put himself in a good position contractually, all those things. But from a team standpoint, it really puts them up against the gun because a lot of these times these kids are coming to the league and, man, they can't play yet. They just really can't play. I looked at Brandon Ingram in L.A., can't play yet. Now, he can play. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He can play the game of basketball, but he can't play at the NBA level right now like he probably will be able to maybe 2-3 years from now. And to me, it just seems like a waste. It seems like it's a waste of opportunity to get better in college and come to the league, but this is the way it is. This is what we deal with. And unfortunately, you know, coaches at the NBA level having to raise babies. I mean, not just, you know, before, you know, you go into the league, you're already skill set. You already have an idea. You understand coaching. You understand the negative criticism, all the things that you get in college if you went for 3-4 years. Well, you miss all of that now because they're coming 1 year removed from high school. And now the head coach has to take that responsibility. And that's a responsibility that coaches never had before.
You mentioned coaching in this city. You were watching a coach who it came in with a lot of goodwill and people thought that his offense was going to stick. And immediately he learned what it is to try to control an NBA locker room. You've been in a ton of them before. Once a coach loses something, whether it be the ear of his best player or the control of the locker room, is he able to get it back or is he just on borrowed time?
Well, you know, the bottom line, Jason, is this first is, you know, it's the makeup of your team, you know, because I don't care what coach you are. We've seen veteran coaches get fired. We've seen young coaches get fired. We've seen veteran coaches lose their team. We've seen young coaches lose the team. It's really the players. It starts with the players, man. And I looked at myself as a leader when I played, and it was easy for me to do that because I wasn't a superstar, you know, but I was above average player, and I was able to make Gary Payton think a certain way. I was able to get in the face of Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson and make them see differently and coexist on the floor. You know, I was able to stand up against Hakeem Olajuwon, Charles Barkley, and Clyde Drexler, you know, when things weren't going well and all three of them guys wanted to run to the same block. I mean, you know, you got to have guys on your team that's willing to stand up. And the Bulls don't. And so Fred Hoiberg, a coach that has a tremendous heart, he's a friend of mine. I know how smart Fred is. I mean, he left the front office and went to Iowa State and turned their program into a winner. So he understands the game, but it's hard for him because he's not going to get in the face of guys. He's not going to be confrontational. And guess what? That's what they wanted because Thibodeau was that guy, and they grew tired of him. So it, to me, it all starts in that locker room, man. And when you have stuff come out like it did a few weeks ago, you know, from Wade and Butler, it's just not good. You know, I would have, if they planned that, Jason, I would like for Wade to say, okay, you know what, Jimmy, you do it, and then I'll come behind and I'll clean it up. You know? But both of them did it. And that's what blew me away. I understood what they were trying to do, but no. Jimmy should have been the guy, and then Wade should have been the guy to come clean it up, and they didn't do it, and now Fred Hoiberg left to deal with all of it.
So what should Fred Hoiberg do? Is you know this is a different personality. He's not going to break a clipboard. He's not going to put his hand through the drywall. Is there anything he can do? Because he's been emasculated multiple times. And we've made the joke that first Jimmy snipped his nuts off and then, you know, D. Wade does it. And
every time they grow back, Eddie, somebody's cutting them off.
Somebody comes over and takes them off of him again. And I don't know how you recover from that in an NBA locker room and reestablish yourself as a meaningful authority figure. How can Fred do it in a way that's true to him?
I don't know if Fred can change the way he is. And see, and that part to me is the unfair part, right? Because that's the way that he's had his success. He learned his craft as a coach by coaching a certain way. You know, holding players, letting them be accountable for themselves, right? Just being business about their job. I mean, those are all things that he believes in. And if he starts to get all mad and start cursing and throwing, he's going to look phony. And then that's going to really make him look bad. So he can't change. But the players can, right? The team can. But are the Bulls willing to do that, right? Are they willing to make changes to suit Fred? Probably not. And that's why a coach is in a tough position, man. They're hired to be fired. They all know it. It's just inevitable. It's going to happen. And it looks like Fred Hoiberg is really in a tough spot.
How did you feel about the dust-up between Charles Barkley and LeBron James, knowing Charles like you know him and having seen LeBron become what he's become?
I think they both were wrong. I do. Charles had a right. He has to do his job. I mean, he had to form his opinion. I have a different opinion than Charles on the matter, but Charles has an opinion, and he has a right to voice his opinion. And that's what he did. But then when he said that he's not trying to be competitive, that's where he made his mistake. See, everything else Charles said was fine. But when he questioned a dude that is the most competitive dude, okay, based on what he's done, dude's been to 6 straight finals. Charles only been to 1. Charles knows how tough it is to get to a finals. Okay, now he can make an argument that he's in the East. Don't care. He still got to put your uniform on. He still got to go play. I mean, that's the hardest part, right? When you know you can win,
right.
The hardest part is motivating yourself to go win. I can name a lot of teams that had very talented teams, and they thought they were supposed to win, and they didn't motivate themselves to win, and they lost. So he's one of the most competitive players we've seen. And when Charles said that, it was wrong. And when LeBron went personal, it was wrong. But then again, Charles has to understand he's dealing with the AAU mentality, the guys from the new school guy, right? Whereas it's all gloves are off. You say something about me, I'm going to say something about every part of you. And they don't care. And so it didn't shock me that he said it, but both of them were wrong.
If you're lining up Phil Jackson and Carmelo Anthony right now and you've got the meters of respect going up and down and the balancing scales of who's right and who's wrong, who's petty, who should talk about this thing behind closed doors, and who's actually better for the franchise going forward, how is this thing going to play out?
Carmelo's got to leave. He's got to go. I mean, there's no way he can play there. Now, and Phil's made it that way. You know, Phil calls himself, the Zen, the guy that can get in people's mind. He's a psychologist without having to go get his psychological degree, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. So he knows. He's the smartest guy in the room. He knows how to deal with people, right? He's won championships galore. To me, best coach ever, in my estimation, but the worst GM ever at this point because of the way he handles people. Not in his decision-making. Everybody makes a mistake decision-wise. But how he's handled people. Because the GM is supposed to stand in front of the organization. He's supposed to make sure everything is positive, and he's supposed to keep a good shining light shining on everything, despite what might be going on behind the scenes. And he's not doing that. He's letting his laundry out in public. He's trying to make Carmelo uncomfortable to make a decision, to waive that no-trade clause. And that's the clause that Carmelo earned. Hey, he didn't tell them to agree to it. They agreed to it. Now they want to take it back in a gangster way, right? So Phil's a gangster now. If I'm Carmelo, I'd fight him. I'd make him sweat. But ultimately, I think Carmelo has to decide to leave because he needs to have a change of scenery.
Great stuff, Eddie. Thank you as always.
All right, my pleasure.
That's Eddie Johnson, NBA veteran and an outspoken broadcaster. Always a great guest.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Maryland next Wednesday at 6. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com. The Blackhawks trail the Wild by 6 points, and tonight they play in Minnesota. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls are at Golden State this evening. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. He has missed the last 2 games, and Dwayne Wade is sick and is a game-time decision. The Warriors are 22-3 at home this season. Tip-off's at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, got a good one early for you. The Cavs play at Indiana. NFL, the Bears are raising season ticket prices by an average of 2.6%. It's the first ticket hike in 3 years. The Atlanta Falcons have fired defensive coordinator Richard Smith and D-line coach Brian Cox. Green Bay released James Starks and Sam Shields. College hoops, DePaul at number 24 Xavier. Coverage on the score tonight starts at 5:30. Other top 25 games, number 6 Baylor at Oklahoma State. Number 13 West Virginia travels to Oklahoma. Number 11 Cincinnati hosts UCF. And Stanford plays at number 9 Arizona in a late one. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. With the NCAA tournament fast approaching, Buffalo Wild Wings is once again the official hangout for March Madness. So grab a drink, grab some wings, and watch every game on their wall-to-wall TVs to get those brackets ready. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
That's good stuff from Eddie Johnson about Fred Hoiberg. Unfortunately, it doesn't allow for a whole lot of optimism there. He is who he is. Right. He's going to respond how he's going to respond.
You've covered locker rooms before. The first time a guy does something that's not in his nature, guys smell blood in the water. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, he's switching it up on us.
I think we're past the... If we're going to the blood in the water metaphor, this is a whale carcass that's already washed up on shore.
Yeah, and...
You know, the blubber's been stripped off of it. Everything's, you know, the hagfish have gotten to it already. Sharks have had their bites.
The money he's owed, too, isn't as cumbersome as we were led to believe. I believe there's a $5 million escalator if he makes it into the final year of his deal. So it's really only a $10 million payout. If he goes elsewhere and doesn't get another professional job, which I don't think he will after this stint with the Bulls.
Some breaking news here. Nick Walenda, part of the famous wire-walking family troupe known as the Flying Walendas, was among five people who fell from a high wire at a circus in Sarasota today. Sarasota County officials said eight people were injured and five were hospitalized, including four people hospitalized as trauma alerts after the incident at Circus Sarasota. The extent of the injuries to the others was not immediately known. According to a spokesperson for DSW Entertainment, said Nick was on the wire. I spoke to him. He was fine, waiting for updates, but hospital visits are precautionary. The people fell 25 to 30 feet at the Circus Arts Conservatory. Why
are you laughing?
Because the Walendas, you're still doing
dropping
this.
In on their fans.
You're still doing this. You're still
has never really done anything for me. They did something here not too long ago.
He was talking the whole time and walking on his wire and the whole thing. And I was.
It's never been appealing.
Old Papa Carl had a bad day in Puerto Rico.
Well, if you remember the YouTube,
the guy came out and he said, "Yeah, this Buick I wanted. Is this a new accessory? The dead tightrope walker in the middle of it? I didn't exactly order it this way.
Does it come with bucket seats?
Yeah, do I get the clear coat on there also? Or do I get
Death
the
of Carl Walenda, 1978 on YouTube? I mean, this is what it exists
whoa,
for.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Down goes Carl." Yeah, he had a. How was work today, Carl?
Bad.
Well, you know. Bad.
Ground don't feel too good.
Them cars are hard.
Yeah, man. I don't know why you would want to do this. And far be it from me to tell anybody what to do with their life except for every single waking moment
of
mine.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell people not to stand on a razor thin wire 40 feet off the ground.
Does the daredevil thing still do it for people out there? Like, are people like, oh my God, I gotta watch this tonight? Like, I know he gets good, decent enough numbers to continue to do it.
Hey, somebody's right? paying him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, but who's tuning in? Like, for me as a kid, I used to love watching Super Dave because of the comedic bits.
That's so funny because I grew up watching Evel Knievel. I grew up dressing as Evel Knievel for Halloween.
You still do.
I should come in the full Evel suit, right? Oh no, but that was a big deal. Like, you would, on Saturday afternoons, and Evel was doing something, or whether he was jumping over the lemon sharks, and he never actually did that. He'd be backed out on that one. But I
would have a rocket ship.
The Snake River Canyon. Somebody redid it. The son of the original designer of the Snake River Canyon rocket bike actually did it and accomplished it successfully. But that was a huge letdown for me when Evel went into the canyon. Down he goes, up, and there, that was it. And I waited my whole day for that.
Well, I guess, you know, I guess I gotta amend that statement because I was a fan of the Jackass guys for a little bit.
Oh, just that's snapping a mouse trap on your wang.
But I mean, those dudes hurt themselves pretty bad.
And then they're snapping a mouse trap on their wang.
They got all drugged up and then drove, and one of them
next
died.
Next stunt, I'm going to drive with a .2 follower into a tree.
Yeah, so, yeah, those guys, it didn't end well for a couple of those guys. But, yeah, I just, the whole daredevil thing has never really done it for me. Like, I've the death-defying stuff. Like, now you got the guys with the GoPro cameras on who are walking around buildings and looking down and making everyone feel sick.
And high-rise construction sites.
Right, right. And walking on the edge of each building, circling the perimeter. And it's like, look at me.
That's going to be some great video when the wind
rises the wind picks up a little bit. Yeah. There's no net, and I'm 75 stories up. I'm the wild and crazy guy. Speaking of GoPro.
Or the guy with the GoPro on his head who jumped in the water with a great white shark.
Did you
see that one?
Did you see the GoPro of the guys who walked into the Michigan police station after, and it's an open carry state, I believe. And they were pulled over, a couple of white guys, they were pulled over like minutes before the video that they shot, and they thought that they were pulled over unnecessarily so. So arming themselves with the guns that they already had on them, they walked in, and also their white privilege, they walk into the police station.
Wait, you forgot the white privilege. Right. Go back to the car and get it.
Damn it. And it's right next to the can of Armor All. So they walk into the police station with their GoPros on, and they're just assault rifles across their chest, and they've got on winter masks, and they walk in, and we're gonna tell them, and the police immediately are like, get down on the ground, I will shoot you over, and like they keep saying it over and over again, and me and the lady were watching it last night on Deezus and Mero, and I look over and I go, you know, if those GoPros weren't on, those would be two dead people. But they are proving a point, like, we shouldn't be pulled over illegally. Government is too big. They are taking away all of our privileges and rights. And these two idiots walk into a police station in this country with as many police that are on edge because feeling like, you know, it's open season on them for whatever reason. These dudes walk in with assault rifles and a GoPro running the entire time. Oh, well, the broadcast stopped.
Oh, right.
Yeah. They didn't get shot, but they're like, get on the ground, I will shoot you, over and I am Tim Shaw, like over and over and over again. And I'm like, yo, like, when does the shooting start? Because no one can walk in. But that's the GoPro life. You know, Eddie was talking about the AAU life. That's the GoPro life. Daredevils and people who can walk into police stations fully armed because it's their constitutional right.
That's not a jackass bit, though.
Right. It's death by cop if you don't have that GoPro on.
Or if you're not a white person.
Well, yeah. I don't believe...
I mean, that's 2 seconds. That's not even a second.
I don't think Andre Drummond could walk into the same. Andre Drummond and Tobias Harris can't walk into the same
with assault
room.
Rifles. Right,
with assault rifles and a GoPro on. Even though we're 6'8 and 7 foot, you're regular citizens to me. Yeah, take these 6 warning shots and you're back on the way out.
Yeah, just making sure.
Right? You got them? No, yeah. Not yet. Not yet. Little double tap overkill right here for you. But yeah, man, we're in a weird place. I don't feel bad for anyone who falls off of a high wire either. It's like the people who jump into the lion's den or the tiger cages. And
see the guy in China?
Yeah.
Who jumped into the tiger cage?
Yeah, because he was sneaking into the zoo.
He didn't want to pay to get into the zoo, so he jumped the fence and happened to be in the tiger enclosure, and the tiger ate his head.
Yes. Right.
Ran right up to him and ate his head.
Yes, because that tiger went tiger, as Chris Rock would say.
This is a yummy head.
I cheer for the tiger in that moment. Not tiger, but cheer for the tiger. I don't cheer for tiger anymore because I stopped caring about him. This is the what I don't care about show today, by the way.
Wow.
I stopped caring about Tiger Woods a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm still hopeful, and I shouldn't be because I'm an idiot. Because I'm an idiot.
You've seen it.
I know.
Enjoy what you had.
I can't let it go.
Like when Maddie was doing the updates last week or whenever he was still in contention at whatever, you know, wet seal open that he was doing or whatever the hell, like, waste management that he was doing. I'm sitting there like, yo, do people still care about Tiger? Because I don't. I stopped thinking that Tiger was going to do anything a couple years ago. Everybody's still worrying about Tiger? And his blonde beard. Didn't he have the blonde beard the other day? Yeah, shout out Scott Point.
Yeah.
Even though he's not dead. Didn't he have the blonde beard the other day?
You know, it is Florida. Terry might have been on there with the Melendez.
That's true. that would be something. If we get a YouTube of Terry.
I don't know. My back hurts. I don't know. I mean, I haven't slept. I can't eat anything.
He's got the duck feet pointing each way.
they actually didn't know that once the Melendez fall down, he's next up. He's next man up.
Two fall.
Yeah, no, yeah. Next man up. It's at the Sarasota Circus. They call him and he's like, I guess I gotta go. Say, Peach, they need me.
It's a Hawaiian shirt, just a splat at the bottom of the ground.
I don't know if I want to do this.
I got a doctor's appointment, buddy.
They said I could get him in at 2 o'clock, and they made me wait until 2:40. I don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, this from the 630, so black people should wear GoPros all the time. That's what camera phones are for us. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You should wear them on your head.
Yes.
Yes. You have Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Imagine what you could get done if everything was three times as fast. You could read Moby Dick in 3 hours. Poor Ahab.
You could watch an entire season of your favorite show in a single afternoon.
How long to the next season?
And you could fit an entire commercial into 30 seconds. Which is why WowNow offers three times the speed, but without three times the price. And now you can get up to 100 megabits per second internet, plus medium cable on your choice of a premium channel for $74.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. So hurry up and visit Huawei.com to learn more. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Get one dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and standard shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99. Just go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. Pick your flowers, then check out in 2 minutes. Get this done, because you may have done it before, so you know how convenient this is. And then once you cross it off your list, you don't have to worry about it. You get the ProFlowers guarantee. All of the bouquets are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. You can't beat this price. You can't beat the convenience, because ProFlowers takes care of all the details. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. So listen up. The only way to get one dozen assorted roses, the free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99, is this. You're going to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic, type in the code Bernstein. Valentine's Day is just days away, so don't wait. Order today, because this deal will expire soon.
Drivers want it. Join Team Via, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Texter said that I accidentally said Boers and Bernstein. Did I?
You got the B out.
I think I almost did.
Almost. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Big Alan Rogers Park's been holding. He's on the score. Hi, Al.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
We're good.
Good topic, man. I'd just like to say I've been listening to the score for years since you first started. And this particular time slot has always given John Paxson a break, you know, when he needs none. You know, John Paxson is as bad as Elgin Baylor, and the Bulls are not going to get any better until they fire him and everybody be beneath them. You're drafting first-round picks that are second-rate, third-round players, and this is just ridiculous.
All right. Well, unfortunately, his record, Paxson's own record of drafting first-round picks would belie that statement.
Yeah. He's a part of Rose versus Beasley. I mean, he was part of that decision when a lot of people were going the other way.
Yeah, his actual record, when you talk about look at the first rounders and Heinrich and Deng and Noah, and he's Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. So
Taj Gibson.
Yeah, there's some there that
he's got his holes because he's been on the job for a long time. I don't think anybody's giving him a pass. There was a couple of years there where Paxson was walking around the Birdo Center very angry because of the beating he was taking. And that's a lot of people think that's why he kicked himself up, because he couldn't control his anger.
For me, it's just in large part, it's disappointment, because I think a guy who I know knows basketball has to know what's not happening there now at the Advocate Center, what's not going right. And I just don't know who's acting on what.
What do you need, though? If you don't need the money, if you don't need the hassle, what do you need this for?
I'm not sure.
What do you need this for if you're John Paxson?
He always seems so put upon.
Yeah.
He has aged like a president.
Yeah. And you've put in your years. You know, you've been a good soldier for this organization. I'm sure Jerry Reinsdorf and Michael Reinsdorf would understand if you just wanted to, ride off into the sunset with your championship rings and your goodwill. What do you need this for? Because if you're staying in it, that means you're telling me that you don't like it, but you can't change anything and you don't want to walk away.
That's Goff. I'm Bernstein, 312-644-6767. We will grab some more calls. Remember, we're off at 5:30 today. We also have two more $50 gift cards to the Chicago Chop House to give away. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You need, you've got. Yet, here you are still going to the post office. It's so two centuries ago. Maybe you run a small business and you have to set aside time to get all your packages and then get in your car. You drive, you park, you wait in line, and you stand and you look around and you can feel the inefficiency. You don't need to do it. There's postage on demand with Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can now do right from your desk with Stamps.com. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, using your own computer and printer. And they'll send you a digital scale. That way you automatically calculate exact postage on your own, so you don't waste any money. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. You get postage whenever you need it, 24/7. It's so simple. When I realized how simple this was, and I figured this is something I could do, that means you, as a small business owner, are definitely more equipped to do it than I am. So right now, use my code, my name, Dan, for this special offer, a 4-week trial. It includes postage. It includes a digital scale. And don't wait. Most people, the majority of people who do this trial are then immediate believers and say, why wasn't I doing this before? So do this. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click the radio mic at the top of the homepage. Type in Dan, stamps.com, enter Dan, stamps.com. Never go to the post office.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 28 to 220.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes.
As in Sherlock Holmes.